some of the dine hours, probably the wrong word to use actually, we're at the end of the fantastic launch of Robert Williams' new book. How are you feeling?
I'm actually knackered at the moment, but it's been really good. Really good evening. It's been a very different experience. If you think that when you do a book, normally, when you publish a book with a publisher, one, they don't want to have a launch party. Two, they're not interested. Three, they kind of put it on the shelves with everything else. And this is very different. So all the people that have been here tonight have supported the book from before it was a book.
How?
By going to the Unbound website and pledging their support in terms of actual money. So the idea is if there's enough people do that, then the book gets published. If there's not enough, they get their money back.
And so these have been people that have given you cash?
They've actually handed over actual cash, spondulic, filthy lucre. To Unbound, not directly to me. I still haven't received a penny, actually, I say looking at the boss, but one day. But, I mean, I won't make money out of this section of the process. If the book sells in future, in, like, bookshops or on Amazon.
What's been your experience? You spoke to a load of people tonight who've given you cash for your book.
Yeah.
And?
Well, I basically said, thank you very much. It's very kind of you. You know, I mean, it's just sort of... I didn't know what to say because I'd never done it before. So, you know, I basically met, I don't know how many, 40 or 50 people who've all put money into the book. And they all seem really excited and happy about it. So none of them were coming, I wish I hadn't given you money, you filthy pig dog.
Have they read it yet?
No. Only about four or five people have read it all the way through, and they've all liked it so far, but some of them, I think they just like it because it's their job to, but others, they didn't need to like it. There's been a couple of people who didn't need to like it, and they have liked it, and that's kind of reassured me a bit.
And so, Unbound, run by John Mitchison, who is an amazing...
He's an extraordinary man, yeah, extraordinary man. I think you could classify him as a character.
There's a list in front of you you're reading from.
Yes.
Intelligent.
Horribly intelligent, charismatic, bloody clever.
Kills
pigs and does give Stephen Fry a run for his money, and there's not many people in this country that can do that, so yeah, bit of a special bloke.
So how many more books have you got?
How many more books
in you?
Oh, I think more than I've got time in my life to write. I do. I've got more ideas than you. Some of which
give us the top one, the top next one.
Well, the top next one, I'm really hoping I will do a book about a funeral of a woman who the story is a woman who died in 1975 at the age of 22 in the Antarctic when she was on the first all-women feminist expedition to the South Pole.
I missed that one.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about this book, and she's frozen solid in the Antarctic waste, and when the Larsen ice shelf broke off, which it really did, it's the size of Iceland, a lump of ice, they suddenly find her body perfectly preserved. So she's a perfectly preserved frozen feminist from 1975. She's dead, so she doesn't come back to life or anything weird like that, but then she's brought back and her funeral is held by all the people who remember her. Very sad that she was gone, but they're all obviously now in their 50s, and it gives them a chance to reflect on their own lives, and that, you know, and that's the idea of it. And it's sort of nearly finished, but I think I'm going to throw away what I've written and start again.
Okay, can I give you a suggestion?
Yeah,
I think your experience of Jenny Agutter's breasts might be more sellable.
Of Jenny Agutter.
I always get it wrong.
Jenny Agutter. I've never actually witnessed Jenny Agutter's breasts in real life. I closed my eyes. I was very, very polite. But she's very lovely. And I've met her since and feel even more guilty that I might have looked at her breasts. I'm sorry, Jenny, if you're hearing this.